Chapter 11. Time for Jaya to leave. We entered the hotel, and there was Jaya. She was sitting, talking to an older couple, and she seemed okay. I sat down beside her and put my arm around her. "Are you all right?" I asked. "We were so worried about you."
"I'm fine, now," she said.
Then she told us her story.
"I put my bag down on a chair while I was looking at some clothes. Suddenly somebody took it and ran out of the shop. My money and mobile phone were inside, and so was the card with the hotel address. I was very upset. I couldn't remember how to get back to the music shop or to the hotel. Finally, this kind Australian couple helped me to find the hotel, and they waited here with me,"
Jaya explained. She introduced the couple to us.
"Thank you so much for helping my cousin," Chandra said.
"Not at all. We were glad to help,"
the husband said.
Then he said to Jaya, "You're safe now. Take care and good luck."
"I will, and thank you again for your help," Jaya said.
The couple left, and then Chandra became very angry with Jaya.
"How could you be so stupid? You know you must always watch your bag, especially in a street market. Do you know how worried we were?"
"I know. I'm sorry. I just wasn't thinking," she answered, half crying.
I suggested we could go and have something to eat. My father always does that when a situation gets emotional. So we did. Soon, Jaya was feeling better. After lunch, we went upstairs to rest after our busy morning. I got up at about 2 o'clock and knocked on Jaya's door. She answered immediately.
"I just finished packing my suitcase," she said.
"Let's get a drink," I said.
"Okay,"
she answered very happily. Half an hour later, we were sitting in the cafe drinking coffee. This was my last chance to tell her my feelings. The events of the morning made me even more determined.
"Jaya, I was very worried about you this morning," I began. "I wanted to tell you how much I like you."
"I like you too, Edu," she answered shyly.
"I hope we can continue being friends after today," I said.
"Me too," she answered. "But you're going back to Spain."
"Here's my email and my telephone number. Please use them," I begged, giving her my address and number.
"I will, and I'll send you mine and my pictures from our trip," she said. "At least they didn't steal my camera."
"I want to hear about everything in your life. What you're doing, how you're feeling every day, and..." I suddenly stopped myself. I knew I was beginning to sound very strange. I couldn't help it. I was in love.
Jaya began to laugh. She kissed me and gave me a package.
"This is for you," she said. "I bought it in the market before they stole my bag."
"Thank you," I said, embarrassed because I didn't have anything for her.
Chandra walked into the cafe at that moment.
"Come on, you lovebirds. Jaya's going to miss her train if we don't leave for the station immediately."
We took a rickshaw to Victoria Station. When we arrived, I looked in amazement at the beautiful building in front of us. It was enormous and covered at least 2 blocks. It had domes, minarets, and gigantic Greek columns. At the entrance, there were statues of a lion and a tiger, and the exterior was covered in sculptures of monkeys and mythical beasts. And above the central dome, there was a huge statue of a goddess called Progress. We entered the station, and Chandra went to buy Jaya's ticket. I continued to look around in amazement. There were thousands of people there. Station workers in black jackets and trousers were checking people's tickets. Men were pushing magazine carts, and tea sellers were carrying trays of tea. Whole families were sitting on the floor, eating, sleeping, or just waiting. Chandra finally came back with the ticket, and we went in the direction of Jaya's train. On the platform,
Jaya kissed her cousin goodbye, and I realized this was it. Jaya was leaving, and I might never see her again. I hugged her, and she hugged me back.
"Don't forget to write," she said, almost crying.
"I won't," I answered, almost in tears myself. "Namaste," I said, repeating the greeting from my guidebook.
"Namaste,"
she answered, bowing deeply. And then she turned and got on the train. She found her seat, and as the train left, she waved to us, trying hard to smile. I got back to my room in the hotel and opened Jaya's present. Inside was a small wooden statue of an elephant with many arms. There was a note from Jaya with it.
"This is Ganesha, the Hindu god of good fortune. He will protect you until we meet again. Love, Jaya."